the Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And I want you to think about your favorite book. What is it that makes you really, really love it?
Is it the eloquence of the sentences, the excitement of the story, characters that seem so real they could be your friends?
Nancy Pearl wanted to look into this, so a few years ago, she developed an interesting survey to help you identify books you might enjoy. The questions are based around your preferences for story, character, setting, and language.
We're going to have that survey available at our website, kuow.org. Before you rush off to click it open and take the survey, find out why Nancy Pearl created the survey in the first place. She talked about it with our colleague, Steve Scher.
It seems to me that the reason people like the books they like depends on partly it's mood, and we can't account for mood, but partly it's because what they want in a new book is to replicate the experience they had reading a book that they loved.
The emotional experience.
The emotional experience. The psychological experience, but that kind of, those feelings that that book evoked. And so I was trying to figure out how to get at it, that feeling. And one of the things, and this is stuff that librarians have been working on for a long time, so I'm like building on the shoulders of giants. And one of the things that it occurred to me is that every book has four possible ways of entering into the world that the author has created. And one of those ways is through story. One of those ways is through character. One of those ways is through setting. And one of those ways is through language. This demands that you really think about the book that you're talking about. Our first instinct is to think that a book that we love is all of these things in equal proportion. But very few books are all of these things in equal proportion. So what I would want people to do is pick out what was really most important to them. And if we could stop dividing books in libraries between fiction and nonfiction, or cataloging this is a mystery and this is a Western and this is a romance and this is a memoir, and thought about them instead in terms of what the experience of reading it is. And here I'm just talking about fiction and narrative nonfiction. I'm not talking about in the library world, the 500s and most of the 600s. I mean, those books that are designed to give you information or to help you write a resume. I'm talking about books that are narrative.
Though you could move there. I understand that. Before you go on, what were those four again?
Story, character, setting, and language. And when the literati think about good books to read, they think that there's some list out there of the 100 books that you have to read to be a good person or a successful human being or well-read. Instead, I like to think about that a good book is any book that you like. And a bad book is any book that, for whatever reason, is not the right book for you at that moment. And so I think if you think about it in those terms, it allows you to make connections between books that you wouldn't ordinarily make. It allows you to venture out beyond your kind of reading comfort zone to find other books that will do that, give you that same emotional sense.
It's so it's like the gardener's view of the literary world. What's a weed is to one person, it's a flower to another.
Flowers that fester smell far worse than weeds. William Butler Yeats.
Wow.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Okay, so with that, if I like that, then I have these four sets of questions.
Yes. So I came up with four sets of questions. The thinking being that if you pick a book that you really liked, and nobody has to know what that book is, but if you pick a book that you like and answer, rank these four questions, each one of them, pick the most important thing to you about that book, about your experience reading that past book. If you indicate for each of these four questions which of those things is the most important to you, then conceivably, if it works as we hope it works, somebody, your best friend, should be able to look at the list and come up with a book that matches those criteria.
You were saying like Pandora.
Like Pandora.
The internet service that allows you to pick a song and maybe
right.
a few other songs, you rate them, and pretty soon you're getting a stream of music
right.
that should be tailored to your taste
right.
of new and old.
And Pandora's done, as I understand it from an interview that I read or heard, Pandora is done by a human being. It's not a computer that's putting them together. There are actually people who have ranked all of these songs. And so if I say, oh, I love the band Girly Man, which I do, then it can come up with other bands that have those kinds of great lyrics, story lyrics, I like to call them, and tell me what those are. So part of Pandora, part of the goal of Pandora, this is what I read in the interview too, is that the people there want to introduce people to bands and music that they haven't heard of and haven't and have no idea that they even exist. And that's, I think, exactly what a library is for and what we should all be doing.
So on that note, I'm trying to remember Pandora. Don't you fill a somewhat of a survey or
no.
Do you start right away?
No, you just type in
a song
or right. A band.
And then you start hearing that and then they give you a second one. So somebody's
like a half an hour's worth of, yeah.
So this is even more, a little bit more
tailored,
specific then. All right, so for the first question.
Right.
This book was very exciting. I wondered what happened to some or all of the people in the book after it ended. The book seemed so real to me. The book was very well written. That's one block, and you have four blocks. And then I am going to go through and say, well, I'm going to think of the book, and I'm going to give these numerical values. The book was very exciting. I'll say like 3. I wondered what happened. 4. Setting seemed real to me. 2. Book was very well written. 1. But what if I put 2 4s there? If I don't have a 4.
Yeah, I don't want you to have I want you to pick 1.
You got to choose.
You got to choose. And even you don't even have to rank all of them. Do the first 2. What are the first 2 in order that are most important to you? And what I would love to see sometime, this is like my goal for library sometime, is that next to every entry of a novel or a narrative nonfiction would be a little pie chart that would show you at a glance which of these doorways is biggest, which 2 of these doorways is biggest. Because when you're talking about a book like Dan Brown's Apes and Angels or The Da Vinci Code.
Apes and Angels?
Demons and Angels.
Yeah, Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons.
Though Apes and Angels sounds like a book
good.
I'd like to read.
Yeah, right, right. But if you think about that, that is almost all story. So people who read for other things besides story have a hard time getting into that book sometimes.
I see. All right. So look at the survey, friends, on the webpage.
It's on our webpage, and that's Nancy Pearl, author of Book Lust, More Book Lust, and Book Crush, speaking with Steve Scher about this survey. That was back in 2009, but I think it's up on our website now. Marcy, what are you even reading?
I've been reading the new novel by the National Book Award winner Julia Glass. And it's about something in the dark of the night, but I can't remember the exact title. What about you?
I want to read this book after hearing Maria Semple speaking with him at Town Hall about it. I want to read this book by Dave Eggers of McSweeney's fame. It's called The Circle. It's kind of this dystopian technology book, even though he's not that dystopian in his own outlook, apparently.
In a Google-esque universe.
Google-esque.
Don't forget, the survey is available for you to take. It's at KUOW.org. Print it, fill it out, take it to your local bookseller or librarian, and then write to us and tell us if that survey helped you find delightful new reading. You can reach us at record@KUOW.org.